Hold on, guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody that's going to listen in now or listen in later. Thank you for being here, I want to say. And I'm super excited today. We have Lisa on. Lisa, my co-host, or I'm her co-host, however you say it. And hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, Tari. How are you? And hello, everybody.
Well, we're excited today because we've been talking about soulmates the past couple of weeks and doing different aspects of it. And you know what? We all want to marry our best friend or want him or her to become our best friend. We got something, a little surprise here for you. The two people that we're going to talk to today, Marquise and his sweetheart, Nicole, her sweetheart, Marquise, and his sweetheart, Nicole and Marquise. they have been best friends. I don't know what. How many years have you guys were best friends and helped each other through coaching each other through dating and you know and being a confidant to each other about who you were dating and how to make it better and all this kind of stuff and what to wear and you know you guys were just a couple best friends here. And how long were you guys best friends?
17 years.
17 years.
Wow.
I know, Lisa, right?
That's awesome.
Nicole, I know, right? And so here's the hook. They are now getting married. You guys didn't kiss or hug or anything like that. You guys just be on the phone talking to each other about who she was dating and who he was dating and how to help her, how to help him. And so isn't that cool? I like it. I know you had, you did the same thing basically, but you guys did kissing and hugging during all those years, and they didn't do that. They just got to tell us a story. What do you think, Lisa? Do you have any questions you want to ask or any thoughts about that before they start? Because
I'm super, super excited to be talking to Nicole. I remember when, Nicole, you were a guest on Tari's podcast, oh, my gosh, maybe a year or so ago, and I just fell in love with you. And I remember we were messaging each other on Instagram, and I was like, oh, my God,
yes.
I love this girl so much. So it's an honor to be speaking with you directly. I'm just like, oh, my God, my heart's just beating so fast. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it definitely was a pleasure, and I appreciate you reaching out. That meant the world to me. It was like one of those validation moments, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Okay.
Yeah, you do know what you're doing, and I'm so happy for you. I mean, when Tari told me your story, I was like, oh my God, that's wonderful. I mean, just congratulations to you both.
I know.
Thank
you. So Marquise and Nicole, you guys are getting married and you were best friends, coaching each other, helping each other. Don't date him, date her. Don't date her, date this one. And you need to kick her to the curb. You need to kick him to the curb. It's not going to get any better. Like best friends do. And to take us on that journey. And I remember, I I'm going to say this is kudos to what I do. I'm a great psychic. I'm terrible at math and terrible at computers, which Marquise is great at math and great at computers. And you know, he's a programmer, and runs a lot of different businesses and helps a lot of different people. Both of you guys do. And so, but I told them 2011, they both called me when they got engaged and said that they were getting married. I was like, hallelujah. We've been waiting long enough. And you guys have been waiting long enough too. So there's a cool story. So yeah. Yeah, we're going to get married. Yeah, you guys, you guys should get married. I think that's going to happen. But so take us on the journey. How did that, did you wake up one morning and say, I could have had a V8, or did you say, I could have had Marquise? I think we'll have him.
Mm.
Marquise.
If Nicole,
girls,
you want to
girls,
take
girls are, yeah, girls are in charge. We just, guys are the heads, and we're the neck, the tails are heads. We're to go. That way, you guys know that in my big fat great wedding. But anyway, so teasing a little bit. But how does it happen, guys? It's a beautiful story, by the way.
It's definitely been an interesting ride. And so one of the things I said, I think I say to him maybe once every other week or so, I'm sorry. We could have been having this much fun for years now. It was a revelation for me because I – of course, you know, really appreciated and loved our relationship and loved our bond and how we've been navigating with each other for a long time. I had went on my own self-discovery during 2020 and had to come to some realizations for myself. And that was just being brutally honest with me and what I deserve, because I was not keeping myself in the highest light the way I needed to, which means I was cutting off myself from what God had already put here for me, and not only personally, but just business as well. And it was one of those things where we had spoken to individually, another spiritually intuitive person, and it was like, Nicole, you need to stop lying to yourself. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, and I was already in a relationship, engaged to someone else, and that wasn't working out the way, you know, we all planned, and we planned, God laughs. And she was just like, yeah, you two are in love with each other. And I'm like, huh? And mind you, other people in my like close circle saw it. I didn't see it. Tariq, of course, has seen it for over a decade now. And I will never, ever forget that almost every reading I've had with Tariq, she always says, Nicole, you're supposed to have a great love in this life. And I'm like, okay, you know. Now I can honestly say it's true. She was absolutely correct. I just didn't believe it for myself. And then I realized when I started checking those boxes off, I'm like, yep. It all just resonated and came together. Like, yeah, this is who I've wanted to be with secretly, which I denied, pushed down, didn't allow myself to really fully realize, because I didn't think I deserved the type of man that I know he is. It wasn't even about potential. It was what he is, who he is. So yeah, it was more about me than anything else in the world, and it translates over into business as well. So Lisa, when you say your words, like I really want you to understand like how much that did for me, and how I'm supposed to show up in this world.
Oh, I'm so glad you touched my soul, Nicole, and I had to reach out to you. So I'm so glad that we found each other through Tariq. So thank you, Tariq.
Well, you guys are amazing. But Marquise is more than just another pretty face, okay? So he's sitting there being all quiet. And Marquise, I'm stumbling over my words here. But Lisa, I want to come back to Nicole and a couple of questions I have. Like, what was it like the first time you kissed? But save that. We'll save that till a little later. Okay. And, you know, I'm getting in the middle, just, that's my best friend. That's my other best friend. Lisa, what is a question you want to know about Marquise? Because I'm over here just chatting away, but I've known them forever, and I know you're this is very similar to your own story with a couple of hiccups. She was with somebody for 20 years. They finally got married last year. So, what is the question you would like to ask Marquise?
Marquise, first of all, it's so nice to meet you. I know we're not seeing each other face-to-face, but I'm so happy to be involved in this conversation, and congratulations to you. I mean, this is wonderful. So,
Thank you. It was nice to meet you as well.
My question to you is, being that you were Nicole's, like, sounding board through some of these struggles that she had, how did you hold back the deep feelings that you have for her without just blurting out, look, you should be with me, not with him? Like, how hard was that to navigate through those conversations?
Well, you know, I think, you know, in the beginning, you know, it was challenging, but, you know, as I spoke to Nicole about it, you know, I had, you know, years of practice of, you know, being, you know, her best friend, but also being able to give her sound advice with that unconditional love, regardless of who she was with. You know, being able to look beyond myself, but, you know, really ensuring that, you know, the advice that I was giving her wasn't coming from a place of ego, but more of a place of understanding where she was at the moment. And this truly being unselfish about the situation. So, you know, for me, while I understand, you know, at the moment and, you know, even now, my love for Nicole you know, transcended, you know, who she was with. It didn't matter who I was with. It didn't matter who she was with. You know, the way I held our relationship, the way that I held space for our relationship was beyond anything that we had at the time and, you know, even now. So, you know, I tell her, she's like, well, how do you do that? I was like, I don't know. It's just something that, you know, developed over time. And, you know, we always said that, you know, when we were with other people, like, we're going to be with one another, you know, regardless, even if it was just on a friendship level, we were always there for one another. Like, we always came as a package deal. And, you know, when we were dating other people, we always made it clear, like, hey, Marquise comes as a package deal. Nicole comes as a package deal. And it's never been a problem.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's never been a problem. So that's for me, that's how I was able to kind of navigate that, because I knew, like, regardless of the relationship status, we would always maintain and nurture our connection. And so for me, you know, romantically, that part of what I was feeling, you know, that needed to be stifled a little bit, but the love that we have for one another, I felt that I was always able to express freely without any penalty.
Wow. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful story. My gosh. I mean, the history that you two have together, and, you know, I can see and I can hear in your voice and in Nicole's voice the passion you have for each other and the love and respect that you have for each other. And I think, as my husband and I recently had a conversation about, when people ask us, you know, like, what makes your relationship work and why is it so strong? I think, again, to your point, Marquise, it's the respect. You loved Nicole and you love Nicole regardless of the level of your relationship. And it's that mutual respect that you have for each other, knowing that it's not about me and it's not about her. It's about you together as a team. I love that.
Exactly.
I have a question, so if it's okay to ask. Is that okay, Lisa? Do you mind? Because this is...
No, go. Yep.
Okay, so you're saying that the love you had was unconditional. So the physical intimacy, the physical stuff that we all say that we want, kissing and all that, the love was obviously more important. My sense is that physical stuff didn't even really come up that too much, right? It would have to, because it may have been there, but it was on the back burner, correct? Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it was definitely on the back burner, and I think, you know, the fact that we had the emotional connection that we were able to nurture all these years, you know, once we, you know, got together physically, everything just was kind of enhanced as a result of the emotional and mental connection that we, you know, nurture, you know, for all these years.
Agreed.
I agree. Well, so one other question I want to ask. So when you guys finally did the first kiss, you did the stuff. How was that? Was it like weird? Sorry, I just gotta ask. Everybody else is
looking
at it. I'm
asking it.
Amazing.
Aw. Absolutely amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
It's very surreal. Uh-huh. It's very surreal. It's still surreal. I have my surreal days every single week, maybe, or every few days, because it's like, wow. It's like a true awakening of self first. And then where I am, because, I mean, for people hearing the story, they might think, you know, you're crazy. However, what I'm learning to adopt, it has nothing to do with anybody else but you. And so when we did come together, you know, we always had our bubble. And so our bubble is just that much better now. Intimacy included. It's amazing. So, it's like, wow. It's a wow moment, a true wow moment.
Well, don't you dare be shy, Marquise, because that's my next question to you. And I know.
Well, so for me, you know, I came from a little different of my expectation. So for me, I already knew what could be and what would be and what it would feel like. So when it happened, I was like, okay, yeah, this is exactly what I thought it would be like. And, you know, I think, you know, from what I felt and what I imagined, you know, it exceeded my expectations as well. But again, you know, just kind of going back to, you know, the question earlier about, you know, how I was able to kind of hold back for so long, it really boils down to me kind of already having this inside, you know, knowing that if and when it did happen, it would be amazing. You know, I wouldn't need to force anything. I wouldn't need to push anything. You know, what would be will just be. So that's why, you know, people are like, well, how could you wait for so long? Because so for me, like, Nicole was always my constant. You know, I knew in the back of my head that, you know, she would be there, whether we were together or, you know, we were in, you know, other relationships. I knew because so for me, she was already family.
Wow. So, I like that.
Yeah. Everything that came, you know, with what we have right now, you know, outside of the physical, for me, it was always there and it was always going to be there.
Okay.
So I have a question for both of you, and I want Nicole and Marquise to answer separately. But my question is, when did you realize it was going to that next level? Like, when did you realize it was beyond a friendship?
For me, so he'll say, you know, he's known this for a while. For me, because I hadn't opened up that space in myself, because I had this, like, denied any type of romantic relationship, and to be very honest and vulnerable, I was keeping him in a safe space because, you know, I'd had several attempts at successful relationships, and it didn't really work out. So when you think of something as how I covet our relationship, you know, you don't want to mess that up. So it's like, no, let's keep you in a safe space and be friends. For me, I had the revelation last year, like true revelation last year in the fall, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Then from there, it was just a matter of, okay, so what are we going to do, when are we going to do it, and how it's going to be done. That was it for me. Even though I thought I was going to go on a totally different path of, you know, spending some time on an island for a month or so and staying down in Florida and all these other things, it's like, yeah, no, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be together. You're supposed to do this now. Okay. So, yeah, my revelation came maybe October, end of October, early November.
Last year?
Yeah. Last year.
And that's when you realized that Marquise was the one. That's when you realized, you know what, we've been friends, but deep down inside, I know that this is the man for me.
This is who I wanted to be with. This is who I have. My spirit had nudged me several times because of, you know, of course, I've been through relationships with him, with women that he's been with. And it's like, you know, and so I definitely want to clarify, we have never told each other you shouldn't be with this person or not. We've never done, and I thought about that, but we've never done that. We've always supported our choices. Regardless of how we might have felt like somebody should do something different, we supported our choices, and I think, but we were still together along the journey, you know, whether it was a good or indifferent decision for that time. So I definitely respect. I was like, wow, that's very interesting. We've never done that before at all. Like, you need to leave this person. Nope, that's never really come up. We were like, okay, this person's not working out for you. What you gonna do? But no, none of that, you know, you need to leave. So, yeah, it was definitely a huge respect in our choices not to let our ego be there. But, yeah, another wild moment.
That takes a lot.
I will definitely tell you.
Wow. So it did.
This sounds really beautiful, Nicole and Marquise and Lisa. And it is a beautiful story. But it's had some hiccups. So if anybody out there, I'm going to go call my best friend today and say, I want to marry you. I want to be with you, right? And with a couple of hiccups, you guys were with other people at the time, I'm assuming. I know you were, Noelle, Nicole, I know you were with somebody else, and I know Marquise, I'm sure Marquise, he had somebody, I believe, or maybe he didn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I was.
You were in a relationship. Okay, good. And so were you. Okay. So was that a hiccup with the partners that you were with, or how'd you handle that?
Well, so for me, you know, I had knew. So I was also, engaged to the person that I was with as well. But I had knew for quite some time, even before Nicole and I decided to be together, that the person that I was with just wasn't going to work out long term. Her and I, we had dated on and off for, the last, 3.5-4 years. But the last time that I, was together, with the person that I was with, I knew that it wasn't going to be sustainable. For me, it wasn't that, the fact that Nicole had this revelation that I was just, in a relationship, that the relationship was going to end anyway. It had nothing to do with Nicole, feeling or, coming to her realization. Those were two completely separate events.
That's it.
Same for me. We were both on the outs from our relationship. So it was, and again, I still hadn't known. And mind you, he's going through everything with me step by step, day by day, and the challenges I was having and the revelations as I was going through them. And mind you, he still wasn't on my radar. And, people look at me like, yo, you're crazy. Man's been standing here for all this time. But I did not, I had no revelation. Like, I literally had already had a conversation with the person I was with, and it was not going to be together anymore. And I was making plans to do other things, looking, at other places, looking to move, looking to do a whole bunch of things. I didn't have a leather relationship on my brain, not one bit. So,
wow,
and I think,
crazy.
Again, that just goes to, my decision had nothing to do with Marquise because he wasn't even on the radar. It was literally about me and my introspection and my, just being really honest with myself in a way that I had never been through my entire adult life. And yeah, I made some sacrifices, some huge sacrifices, personally. But I had to go through that in order to be able to, get this benefit that God had for me. I had to listen to myself. I had to, be more, rely on my own intuition. As, Therese knows, I've struggled with for a long time. But, it was like we never really had those types of conversations. It was just like at the end of the relationships that we were already deciding to leave.
Right. Okay.
So Nicole, when you had the revelation that Marquise was the one, so who made the first move and what was it? Unless that's too personal of a question.
Oh, I like that question. That's a good question.
I can't even remember. Honestly, I don't think it is, but I don't remember. I know we had a conversation, and I think I might have said something. I can't even remember now, honestly.
Yeah.
He remembers, he has the brain.
Nicole definitely brought it up first. I don't remember the exact, conversation other than, it was something, to the effect of, So, well, what do you think, you know, what about us? Or how do you feel, you know, we will work together? It was something kind of like that.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, my response, you know, was like, well, I mean, yeah, we've kind of been together already for the last 17 years.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly what he said. That I do remember. He's like, well, we kind of already been together. We just haven't had the other stuff.
Right.
Aww,
oh,
that's
and,
so cool.
You know, and it was like, you know, there's so many jokes on Nicole about around this whole entire situation from between him and I, between, you know, people that know us and know what's going on. You know, it's like, oh, the space has been there, you know, you just didn't want it. And I'm like, that's not what it is, you know, or he's been waiting on me. And so I'm like, yeah, I know, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
So
that
my
is,
next question is, were your friends and family like, wait, what has taken you guys so long? Or were they shocked? Or like,
yes.
What was the response in your social circle and your family?
I want to say probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nicole, we talked about that. Lord.
Yeah.
She's got a battle.
Everybody's ecstatic. They're happy, very, very happy. Like, what took you so long? And that all of this stuff, about time. I seen it years ago and blah, 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 blah. And I asked you about this, and then I'm like, leave me alone. Like, hey, you find out what you find out when you find it out.
Yes, exactly.
So I have a question for you, too. And we're running out of time. We got some time here, a little bit. So my question to you two is this. COVID really brought a lot of things to light, right, in this time of reflection. And I know both of you guys are strong believers in God, and I call him Father God, and Joshua and the angels and Mr. Holy Spirit. And I know you guys are firm believers in that. By the way, there's a little story about Marquise, how he had his first connection with the angels. He's washing his hair. Now he's got to get in the shower every time, wash his hair, and he has a connection.
Shower meditations are the best.
Yes, the exact shower meditation. And by the way, thank you guys for saying that about but not breaking up with somebody to be with someone, because that's a question that you've answered, and nobody else will think about it because you've already answered it. Thank you. You guys are both believers. So do you feel like that the Heavenland folks over there, the Heavenland gang, your people over in Heavenland really had a hand in this? Divine timing?
Oh, yeah. Divine timing. Okay. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
All the way.
Yes. I would say divine timing, but I would also say that there were certain things that we needed to go through as individuals in order for us to get to the space where we're at right now. I think, as Nicole and I were, you know, building, you know, our foundation, building our friendship, you know, we are completely two different people than we were 5 years ago. I mean, I think we're probably like on the third version of who we are as individuals. You know, we wouldn't have been ready for one another, you know, even 10 years ago, because we've evolved so much and we learned so much from one another. I think, you know, now that we're able to experience one another in this way, I think we have a higher level of appreciation and gratitude. It's exciting now that, you know, we have so much more to offer to one another than, you know, what we did, you know, again, like I said, 5 years ago. So, yeah, it's definitely divine timing.
I love that about you guys. We're running out of time here. And one quick question, if that's okay, Lisa, I ask. Do you guys ever fight?
Yes.
Do you ever argue fight?
No, not yet. Disagreements, I think.
Debating? Marquise probably would debate with you, I think, but maybe I'm wrong.
Debating, yeah, never, yeah. We wouldn't have any, you know, fights. You know, I give Nicole looks from time to time, but, you know, Those last about 10 seconds.
That's really great. Yeah. You guys, I'd love for you guys to teach a class and meet your best friend, connecting and marrying your best friend. That's so cool. Because it wasn't a crush. It was just unconditional love. That's my sense about it, I think. Cool. Lisa, do you have anything else you want to ask him or say? You guys have been wonderful.
I just want to reiterate that I am honored to be on this show and to be speaking with you live, Nicole, and I wish you and Marquis all the best
in
the world. I am just beyond happy for you and am blessed to be a part of your social circle. So thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys are wonderful, and I'm grateful to be a part of your social circles. My birthday is March the 19th, and social circle that people need to share. Anyway, you guys, I have to talk to you about a class. Thank you so much for our workshop. All right, so we're glad you're here today. And Lisa, they were fun, don't you think?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely love listening to how you have transformed this relationship, and I think we need to clone you both. I will do that. I want to say I'm going to clone you both.
I know. Marquis is a great catch, and so is she. Great catch as well. All right, girls and guys, we'll talk to you later. Have a wonderful now, and we'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Call Lisa Coyle.